It'd been a number of weeks since you got into a game, and I know you were excited about last night. How do you feel the day after?
Yeah, feeling good. It was nice to be back last night, obviously. Hard to describe the feeling coming back and it being the first game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, it took me a little bit to get going through the first period, but I felt after that I started to settle in and, happy with how I played in the second and third, and kind of as I got more comfortable and, you know, felt like I just started to just play hockey again and kind of get back into some rhythm. So just trying to build off that next game. Yeah, for sure. I think you never quite know how you're going to respond until you're out there. So, felt good. It was nice to kind of get back in the action. I think it kind of helps you settle in as well. And like I said, you get a couple touches of the puck, make some passes, and all of a sudden everything starts to kind of feel like, okay, you know, I remember how to do this. So it was nice to get, like I said, more into a flow as it went along.
Josh, considering the team's had some trouble blowing leads in the third period down the stretch here, is it any more troublesome to lose the game in that fashion?
Yeah, I think we don't lose our confidence at all. Obviously, they scored that one at that point in the game, but, you look at the way it went, both teams had posts and great saves, and it just kind of, I think that's going to be the way this series looks. It's going to be a grinding series, and both teams are really tight, and it's going to be, could come down to the wire like that in games. So, we don't lose our confidence at all from that. Obviously, we try to learn some things from that game and some things we could do better, just as, they're doing today as well. And, it's a chess match. We think this is going to be a long series, hopefully, and that's what we have to do.
What's the biggest difference that you saw in that third period, Josh, as opposed to what was in the first 40?
Well, they had their push. Obviously, they're going to third down, and they scored midway or reasonably early. So it's a game of momentum changes, and I think this series is going to really show that for sure. There's some things we can kind of clean up, but, I think after that game, we felt like we could have been on the winning side as well. Had a couple pucks went in, and that's the game of hockey. So it's going to be, I think that's the way this series is going to look. And, we're just going to try to get better each game. Yeah, obviously they're a great line. They've been on quite a tear this year. O'Reilly's had an awesome season, so they're going to be definitely a key in this series, and we're going to have to do our best to try to, limit their opportunities, their chances, but they're good players. They're going to get some. So, like I said, it's a chess match. That's what the playoffs are all about, is kind of little adjustments on both sides and, trying to see how you can get the edge. So that's what's fun about the playoffs.
What's the biggest adjustment, Josh, for an 8:30 face-off tomorrow night? You guys obviously had a couple last year. How does that change your day?
It obviously changes your schedule a little bit, but you kind of just have to roll with the punches. Had a few of those last year, and I think we handled them. I'm not exactly sure what our record was, but it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. So it's kind of the control of the controllable thing, and that's not something that we can control. So it's the same for both sides. So we just have to be ready to play at 8:30.
You have two fairly evenly matched teams. Does home ice advantage in the grand scheme of things really matter? You see last night, even three out of the five road teams sort of stole it away in game one. So is it as big of a deal as maybe some make it out to be?
We're obviously really confident at home. Our fans are unbelievable, and we think that, the amount of energy they bring to the building really gives us a boost. But at the same time, I think as a player, you're trying to win four games, and it doesn't really matter if those are at home or on the road. Obviously, it's nice if if they're at home, and you know, you get the ovation at the end of the game. But at the end of the day, it's all about trying to win four games, and so now, you know, looking forward, we have to win four of the next six, and that's really you know, all we're focusing on.
Your group proved last year, especially in the National Series, you're comfortable playing in a tense environment on the road.
Yeah, that's what the playoffs is. You have to be comfortable on the road. You're going to have to win road games if you want to, you know, win series and move on. So definitely we're comfortable in that situation, and it's fun. You know, it's fun to be the road team in the playoffs. It's fun to be the home team, and the whole atmosphere on both sides is just, you know, what makes it so much fun to play in. I mean, obviously he made some great saves. I thought both goalies made great saves. Helly made some really, really top-end saves throughout that game. And, you know, both teams hit posts, like I said. So I think it's going to be a tough match, a tough battle that way. I think, obviously, he's playing with a lot of confidence. So if we can do a good job of getting a net front traffic, kind of like what we saw on Patty's goal, and I don't think he was able to see that, and when Patty's shooting from there, that's we like that. So yeah, I think he played well, but so did our guy Helly, and I think that's what we're going to see throughout this series is good goaltending and close game.